additional consideration for access to Rise Up was paid for this week by RCA and Warner Brothers.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Air quality concerns will persist on this Sunday thanks to wildfire smoke in the air, mostly sunny skies, south to southwest breeze with high temperatures warming to the upper 70s. For tonight, a few clouds and lows to the mid and upper 50s. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
You're tuned in to the broadcast ministry of Cornerstone Church in Ramsey, Michigan. We're glad you're with us today. Now let's join Pastor Todd as we allow God's Word to build our faith.
Well, good morning. It's great to have you with us. Each week I count it a great joy and a privilege to be able to share His Word, His truth with so many. And I understand that responsibility that God's entrusted to me, that I would speak. In a world where we are hearing so many voices, I believe there's one voice, and that's the one that speaks from His Word. Because Jesus said this, if you know this truth, it will set you free. And so my prayer for you this morning is that you'd find great freedom, that you'd find great faith through the hearing of this message. I'm reminded of a scripture in Romans chapter 10. It says, faith comes by hearing. Somebody sent that to me in a text last night. Faith comes by hearing. And when you hear the Word of God, it deposits faith in your life. And from that deposit, you withdraw strength from it. And so I'm believing that's going to happen today for you. We've just finished up our youth camps. If you follow with the ministry of Cornerstone, you know that one of the priorities that we have set from the first moments of this ministry, we understood the mission of this ministry is to reach children. Jesus beckoned children. A few weeks ago, I spoke from that scripture in Mark where He says, "Do not hinder the children from coming to Me." And I can tell you that if you've sown financially into this ministry, and I believe that many have and many more are going to, God's speaking to your heart, maybe even right now, to become a partner financially with this ministry because we continue to reach children. And if you want to make your life count and matter and live on purpose for a mission that's bigger than yourself, then you sow into places where you reach children. And in these last 3 weeks, we had 108 kids come to our Bible camps. And I can tell you that it was revolutionary for those children because they experienced and encountered the incredible presence of God. They understood that they were created in the image of God, and they were created on purpose for a purpose. Get that? On purpose for a purpose. It goes against this lie that they were an accident. It goes against this lie that this world, this creation, is an accident. Because that's what's taught in our culture, in our schools. But when we believe this, that God's called us for more, He's called us to encounter Him. And then when we do, He gives us a mission to live on and to experience Him more and more. This morning I want to teach a message titled, Finding Joy in the Journey. Just think about that for a moment. Finding joy in the journey. The more I'm exposed to social media, the more I realize that people are just ticked off and angry about so many things. Like last week, I found myself in the crosshairs of some on social media. Jesus said, not everyone's going to speak well of you. If you become a person that is fixed on pleasing man, you will lose your focus that your mission, your priority is to please God. And I can tell you that you understand this maybe more so than I do even, that we are living in a culture that everyone's ticked off and they all have a platform to be able to spew out that anger, that venom, that bitterness, And they think that by doing so, it almost fuels them in greater capacity, enlarges their capacity of their anger, their bitterness. Christ calls us to the joy. Jesus says that he's going to set for the joy that was set before him. There is joy in the journey. I believe that one of the greatest testimonies of our life can be that we live with that absolute fragrance of joy in our lives. You're going to walk through some difficult things. Maybe right now you're walking through some difficult things. But I can tell you that the joy of Christ can be your strength. Listen, the joy of Jesus can be your strength. And you might say, well, that's just mystical. That's just so unbelievable. Then you don't have faith to hear the word of God today. But I'm asking that God would begin to give that to you as a gift, and that you would begin to hear that. You would have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is speaking. That you wouldn't live your life with this mandate, this almost commandment, that life is futile. In the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon purported to be the wisest man in the world, and I believe that from the wisdom. When you read Proverbs, you find truth that remains true no matter how many days pass. And he had the wisdom that God gave him. God entrusted him with wisdom. And so in the book of Ecclesiastes, there's just 12 chapters. And the question, it begs the question, is life worth living? If you look at the book of Ecclesiastes, the whole question that's woven through those 12 chapters is life worth living? And the word that's used most often, actually 39 times in this book, 12 chapters. Think of that, over three times, if you broke it down, over three times per chapter. He uses the word vanity or futility. So Solomon looks at all of these with a summary of this. And I believe that it applies today. Living a meaningful life in a world of contradictions is seemingly futile. Let me say that again. Living a meaningful life in a world of contradictions is seemingly a life of futility. See, it's the view is when you live apart from God, you will live a life of futility or vanity. But he concludes, and really he comes to this, and he says, life is worth living if you put God first and you obey his word. See how you stop living a life of vanity for the moment? Living a life that is so fleeting? When he comes to this conclusion, especially in chapter 12, and we're going to read just six verses there, but he concludes that life is worth living if you put God first and you obey his word. And I believe that with my total and complete being, that when you live putting God first and obeying his word, it's what Jesus said, seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. So you can find joy in the journey, so that you can enjoy life now and be grateful. That is one of the other themes that have woven through the book of Ecclesiastes, that you can enjoy life and you can be grateful. Oh, I love to hang out with people that enjoy life and are filled with gratitude. And I am blessed to be able to spend so much time with children and youth, and especially when they have that ability to enjoy life and to be grateful, because I believe that that's the very essence, the very innocence of a child, and it's something that we should never grow out of. the joy of childlike faith, the joy of being a child and being grateful and being thankful. And those attributes are so absolutely attractive. And when you and I can take those and we say, that's what's going to be the residue of my life. I'm going to live with enjoyment. I'm going to live with a heart of gratitude. I told you a couple weeks ago that my life verse is from Psalms chapter 16. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. And at your right hand, our pleasures forevermore. Just think of those truths that one verse is, they compressed into one verse. You will make known to me this path of life. I'm going to put you first. I'm going to seek your kingdom first. I'm going to ask you for your will in my life. I'm going to ask you to fulfill the promises that you've made for my life. In that place of his presence, David writes, is the fullness of joy, the fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. This world doesn't offer any pleasures that last other than just temporal. But when you seek his kingdom and his will, his pleasures become eternal pleasures. Where you say, I'm finding joy in all the right places for all the right reasons. Because I'm not living for the moment. I'm not living just completely focused on myself. But I'm living focused on Christ in my life. What a powerful thing that is. So here, the subtitle, starting in verse 9 of chapter 12 in Ecclesiastes, it goes down, and I've laid out some groundwork for us this morning so that from that we can fully and better understand what Solomon is saying here at the conclusion of this letter or this book that he writes. Besides being wise, and he's speaking in third person here, he refers to himself as the preacher, and this is not something new, but he's done that through the book. Besides being wise, the preacher also taught the people knowledge, weighing and studying and arranging many proverbs with great care. Remember what I said about Proverbs 31 chapters? Verse 10, the preacher sought to find words of delight, and uprightly he wrote words of truth. We're going to talk about that. The words of the wise are like goads, or like nails firmly affixed on collected sayings, they are given to one shepherd. My son, beware of anything beyond these. Of making many books, there is no end. And of much study, it is a weariness of the flesh. The last two verses. The end of all matter. The end of all matter. All has been heard. He's saying what I said. Living a life. A life worth living is putting God first and obeying his commandments. This is what he says in verses 13 and 14. The end of all matter. All has been heard. Fear God. Keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. And God will bring every deed into judgment and every secret thing, whether good or evil. Incredible amount of truth packed in these scriptures, packed in these truths. So he says this in verses 1. Verse 1, it says, remember also the Creator in the days of your youth. Before the days of evil, before evil days come, and the years draw near, of which you will say, I have no pleasure in them. Now think what he's saying. It encapsulates all of this truth. And he says, remember these things. Remember your Creator in your youth. Why is it that in the last 3 weeks, we have spent 15,000 hours? And you might say, well, that seems like a lot of money. But that's not in relationship to our whole ministry. That's just in relationship to our camp. $15,000 into 3 weeks of camps for kids. I believe that that's the greatest place that we can invest our resources. Because what we do is, like I said earlier, we teach children that you have a loving God who created you in His image. Solomon says this, that when you teach that, when you remember your Creator in your youth, what it does, here's how I look at it. Have you ever driven a boat that does not have a rudder? We have some paddle boats at this camp, and they have been used again and again. But one of our counselors took some campers out, and what she found out as she was quite a distance from shore, is that the rudder did not work properly, and she could not steer that paddle boat. What I believe is that when you teach children some spiritual truths, precepts, it's like you give them a rudder for their life. When you tell them that God has a purpose for you, that He has a plan for your life, and part of that plan is to encounter the wonderful forgiveness of Jesus Christ. See, when you remember that, then you don't have to get older. Like what he says here is that when the evil days draw near, you'll say, I have no pleasure in them. So what I believe is that when you seek first His kingdom, you say, evil days are behind me. Evil days do not have to affect my day. Jesus taught very clearly who the enemy is. He comes to rob and steal and destroy. But I've come that you might have life. Now, we're going to go through some difficult days. But when Christ is the focus of our life, He protects us. Why do I pray continually? Oh, Christ, that You, by Your Spirit, would protect us. That by the blood of Christ, You can protect my family, this church, this region. And I just declare that because I don't have to live in those days of evil. In verses 9 and 10, he says about wisdom and this knowledge and weighing and studying. There is something that's so needed in our life. It tells me that the wisdom of God is pure and peaceable. What I see is the wisdom of man is the opposite of that. It's contaminated and it's conflicted. It's not pure and peaceable. And so when we set ourselves, we set our hearts to seek His wisdom, His will, we can live with that. What a powerful thing it is when a church will rise up and say, we're going to disciple our young people. I loved what one person said. I was listening to a pastor and he made this statement and it convicted me greatly. He said this, that if the church will not disciple the youth, the world will. And that disciple means to make an example and to lead as an example. And that you foster that in those that come behind you. And the church is called to disciple. To make disciples, isn't that what Jesus said? Go and proclaim this good news to all the world. Making disciples, those who respond with the wisdom of Christ and live like Christ. That they live in His light and His example. So he says here, the preacher sought words in verse 10. Words of truth. Isn't that what he said? Words of truth. I wrote this. The attack against truth is an assault on freedom that will leave us all captives and victims. Let me say it again. The attack against truth is an assault on freedom that will leave us all captives and victims. What Solomon is writing is, he said, these are words of delight, they're upright, and they're words of truth. Powerful. I see a world that is filled with captives and victims because we have not stood up against the assault on the truth. Here's what Josh Howerton said. If godly leaders and godly pastors and godly voices all go silent or refuse to be clear on the issues we are facing, and I wrote in parentheses here, especially what is being pushed on our children, then the only voices left speaking are the godless ones. And I can tell you there's a lot of godless voices speaking, and some of them are in churches where they are redefining the value of the unborn, where they're redefining with their own arrogance and pride sexuality or gender. And the only voices that are speaking right now that I see, for the most part, are godless ones. But the truth, Solomon says that these words are words of truth. And so they're not words of compromise. They're words of clarity. Because they're the ones that set people free. Otherwise, what we have are captives and victims when we have stood by and allowed there to be assault on truth. And so it's up to you and I to continue to proclaim the wonderful message of Christ. And hear me, we think the message of Christ is one of tolerance. It's not. It's one of love. And somehow we have linked those two together, but they are not together, because the message of truth is a message of love that says, come and follow me. Not go and live the way you want to, by your feelings, but to come and follow me as a disciple. And so what we're doing is we're saying, oh, this is the truth. This is the truth. And the truth has the opportunity to release you from captivity. That you are not a victim, but you can walk in the victory of Christ. It's the way of wisdom in verses 11 and 12. And the way of wisdom is not nearly as difficult as some have made it out to be. Some have complicated it and confused so many. He says the way of wisdom is these goads. That means it was a stick that had a sharp point on it, and it could direct you. Some of the things that you will hear in this radio message will be things that will poke a little bit and make you uncomfortable, but they will also point you in the right direction. It's the Word of God. The Word of God will point you in the right direction. And as you seek Him, you will find Him. But it's His direction. These nails He talks about, it's about a life that's held together. It's a place of protection. I was doing some work on the White Barn a few years ago, and I looked at these nails. They were driven there over 100 years before that. And I thought, they're still holding this place together. They're still doing what they were made to do. Some people will say this Bible is old. It was written thousands of years ago. But I can tell you that if you take this word and you place it in your life, that it will fix your life together and it will hold your life together. And you will be a place of protection, because the words, the wisdom of this word is still strong and stable and secure. He says these are given by one shepherd. Think of that. One shepherd. Who is the shepherd? David writes about it. The Lord is my shepherd. He leads me in paths of righteousness. He restores my soul. Jesus said this in John, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. I'm so thankful that Christ is that good shepherd that Solomon points toward and that he says we've been given these. And so I have the words of life. Jesus spoke words of life. Why did people listen to him? Because he was speaking something other than the Pharisees, not some religious mandate, some form, but he was speaking words of life. That's what he's still speaking today. The words of Jesus still speak forth life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's the shepherd. And so let's conclude right now. He says in verses 13 and 14, fear God and keep his commandments. In Proverbs, it says, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Dennis Prager was asked this question, is there any wisdom in Columbia? One of the oldest universities that's in our country, it resides in New York City. He said there's no wisdom in Columbia because there's no fear of God. Without fear of God, there is no wisdom. There's a lot of instruction. There's a lot of information, but there is no real wisdom. And so I believe this, that when we take in the Word of God and we follow His Word, we can walk in the freedom that He's promised to us. We're on a mission to continue to proclaim the wisdom of God. And it's the way. It's the only way. I keep going back to that verse because I believe that God's speaking to somebody this morning. Seek first His kingdom. Make your priorities Christ. Oh, seek Him and His wisdom as to what you're called to do, where you're called to go. And He will show you the great and the mighty things that you know not of. When you do this, you will experience the joy in the journey. And you will find a life that is meaningful. You will find a life that's worth living. You will put God first and you obey His words. And as we do that, what God does is He builds a place of protection around us. Now, I've walked through some difficult things in the last week with my family, with my sister's daughter, going through some difficult places. But even in the midst of that, I still seek Him. I still say, oh God, that You would answer prayers, that You would do the impossible. I've heard what the doctors say. Oh God, would You show up? And I find joy even in the journey when it's difficult. For you today, maybe that's you. I want to pray for you this morning that you would experience the wonderful presence of Jesus and that He would give you the strength and the wisdom you need today. Maybe you need to make a surrender to Christ. Ask Him to forgive you and fill you with His Spirit. Come into a relationship with Him today. You can do that right now. Father, thank You that You're drawing people out of darkness. You're drawing them out of deception. Thank You that Your words are life and they're true. Thank You that there's not victims that are listening. There's not captives, but there's people that are being set free right now. Would You do that right now from lies? Would You do that right now from addictions? Would You release Your Spirit into people's minds and lives and let them come into that place where they know Your Spirit, God, resides in them? Would You give the gift of brokenness, a gift of repentance? And so we praise You and we thank You, Lord, that You are doing great things right now in men and women's hearts today, and You're doing them for their families. Thank You that You have a purpose and a plan for their lives. Would You let Your will be done today in their lives as it is in the heavens, Jesus? Amen.
You've been listening to the broadcast ministry of Cornerstone Church in Ramsey, Michigan. Our service times are Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock and Sunday mornings at 9:30. Please visit our website at cornerstoneup.com or call us at 906-663-4700. Cornerstone Church, loving God, loving people, serving the world.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Air quality concerns will persist on this Sunday thanks to wildfire smoke in the air. Mostly sunny skies, south to southwest breeze with high temperatures warming to the upper 70s. For tonight, a few clouds and lows in the mid and upper 50s. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
98 Q Country. At 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Every Friday night, there's a steady cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up now. Got coolers in the back, tailgates down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them, if you know what I mean. Old Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. And girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't do inside those city limits. I ain't no closing time, I ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Some rule route rules that you need to know. Don't mess with the bull, he can get real mean. Don't forget to shut the gate, stay out of the beans. If it starts to rain, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Oh, let's get down, y'all. Stay out of that hay.
Yeah, you know just how to start. You shine, and I just can't wait to get you out tonight. Yeah, you know how bad I want it. You ride the Chevy like a Cadillac. Blow that one stop line, no looking back. Wherever we're going, gotta get there fast. I'm talking red hot whip kiss falling off your lips. I'm talking red hot. Red.
bring a bottle if you wanna. That moon ain't gonna tell on me and you. Just say the word and we're gonna ride the Chevy like a Cadillac. Well, that won't stop light, no looking back. Wherever we're going, gotta get there fast. I'm talking red hot, wet kiss falling off your lips. I'm talking red hot, red dress hanging on your lips. I'm talking backseat heartbeat pounding in my chest. I'm seeing red, I'm seeing red. Can't get you out of my head, girl. Can't get you out of my head. The way you color up my world, I'm seeing red. Got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced. No, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Oh, yeah. It's been 15 years since I left home. Said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great day. Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling out. Tattoo or take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day. Still shining when I close my eyes.
But why can't every day be just this good?
I love this station.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
This is Eric Church.
Yes, laugh, guitars, and words that rhyme. And on a hands of time.
The greatest station.
98 Q Country.
After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can find a place to park. Open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed and they play the last song, blow out the neon, don't gotta go home. But we can't stay here, and them records all spun, but the dancing ain't done. Night's only begun. We can go anywhere. Take a ride to the boondocks, to a truck, to a boombox, yeah. Secret spot, maybe you got. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park. Open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed, then you kiss me like that, like a shot of straight jack. Baby, you're my nightcap. Take it right back. After them after hours, be a bartender on the kitchen counter, wrapping up the night arms wrapped around you. Baby, now we're talking. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park. Open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up on the sun. We still got a lot of moonlight left to go. After all the bars are closed, no, I don't care what we do on the dark side of the moon, just as long as I'm with you when it's time to go. After all the bars are closed, all the bars are closed.
I got, I can cool them down when they're smoldering hot. I'm the fireman. That's my
Here we go. been to New York City. He's never heard of Conway Twitty. Don't know nothing about grits and greens. Never been south of Queens. But he flew down here on a business trip. I took him honky-tonkin' and that was it. He took to it like a pig to mud, like a cow to cud. We all got a hillbilly bone down deep inside. No matter where you're from, you just can't hide it. When the band starts banging and the fiddle saws, you can't help but hollering. Yeah. When you see them pretty little country queens, man, you gotta admit that it's in them jeans. Ain't nothing wrong, just getting on your hillbilly bone, ba bone, ba bone, bone. With a F-150 and a 30-06. I have a Bubba in the family tree to get on down with me. Yeah, Bubba, all you need is an open mind. If it fires you up, you gotta let it shine. When it feels so right that it can't be wrong, come on, come on, come on. Sauce. You can't help but hollering. Yeehaw! When you see them pretty little country queens, man, you gotta admit that it's in them jeans. Ain't nothing wrong, just getting on your hillbilly bone, ba bone, ba bone, bone. Hillbilly bone, ba bone, ba bone, bone. Hillbilly bone, ba bone, ba bone, bone. Hillbilly bone, ba bone, ba bone, bone.
Well, there it is. I'm always wanting to sing a bone song.
One, two, three, four.
From downtown.
Move it.
To down in the holler. Woo-hoo. Get your country on with us.
So much fun.
98 Q Country.
Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I said I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. No way it was the last night that we break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh baby, last night
we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we'd had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your sack and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night. I know you said this time you really weren't coming back again. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way.
They were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, know-it-all. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're alright, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. I never knew a guy who carried a mirror in his pocket and a comb up his sleeve just in case, and all that extra old gel in your hair, I'd lock it, cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, oh, you think you're special. Oh, oh, you think it's something else. Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Joking, right? Oh, oh, you think you're something special. Oh, oh, you think you're something else. Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Don't impress me much. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so what do you think? You're Elvis or something? Whatever. That don't impress me.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This week
on Viewpoint.
The group of animals that we biologically belong to are predominantly nocturnal, and that goes way back to the dinosaurs.
The secret wonders of urban wildlife at night. Then,
lots of programs in schools, they take kids to see a concert once a year. Now, they should be going once a month.